This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, Judge Conklin.
I'm here, finally.
Ms. Fleming.
I'm here.
Judge Barton.
Here.
Judge Blum.
Here.
Judge Buckley.
Here.
Judge Cope.
Here.
Judge Fannin.
Here.
Judge Gabe.
Remember, she's called.
Judge Jackson.
Here.
Thank you. Judge Marginis. Judge Nadler. Judge McCabe.
Here.
Judge Thompson. Ms. Bartleson.
Here.
Ms. Carter.
Here.
Mr. Finke.
Here.
Mr. Harrigan.
Here.
Mr. Planet.
Here.
Mr. Roddy.
Here.
Ms. Romero-Sold.
Here.
Mr. Taylor. Ms. Turner.
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Ugrin Capobianco.
Here.
Mr. Yamasaki.
Here.
And advisory members, Mr. Wardlaw.
Here.
And Mr. Theodorovich.
Here.
Thank you.
Excellent. It looks like we're all on. We have a few judges who have previously informed us that they have meeting conflicts or are on vacation, as did Mr. Taylor. So again, we've all been through this before. I'm just reminding everybody, if you do want to speak, since we're on a telephonic call, please identify yourselves and don't put us on mute. Don't put us on hold, but you can mute us if you'd rather. So with that, Brandy, I know I stepped on you a little bit about what you're going to talk about, but just real quickly, do we have any public comment received?
That's no problem, Judge, and no, there is no public comment.
All right. And since this is a telephonic meeting, the only written comments would be considered, and we don't have any. So that includes the public comment portion. I don't think we have any minutes to approve, right, Brandy? Because I think we've since met and approved minutes of all previous meetings.
We have one from October that will be presented for the December meeting, Judge.
Right. Excellent. Okay. Thanks so much. So we're now moving to item one on the agenda, and that's the $2.92 million that was specifically allocated in the 2018 Budget Act for the two judges in Riverside County and related costs. And to present that, we have Melissa. Melissa, are you with us?
Yes, I'm online. Hi.
Great.
Thank you, Judge. Melissa Ng, Judicial Council Budget Services. I'm presenting on item one. It's the 2018-19 allocation methodology of new judgeships. Just to give a brief overview, the 2018 Budget Act provided a total of $2.92 million in ongoing funding to be available for expenses associated with two new judgeships in Riverside Superior Court. Of this amount, $768,000 was for expenses related to judge compensation and $256,000 for court interpreters. Since judges' salaries and court interpreter funding is based on reimbursements of actual costs, these amounts are excluded from the recommendation. The remaining $1.896 million for general court operations to support the judgeships is recommended by the Funding Methodology Subcommittee to be allocated to Riverside Superior Court pursuant to provisional language in the 2018 budget, which specified that these funds be available for support of the new judgeships. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. That was quick and efficient, but exactly what we needed to hear. The recommendation is set forth in your materials, folks. It's at page four of the numbered materials. I know Judge Buckley's on the line and Rebecca's on the line. They're both co-chairs of FMS. This is, I remind you all, this has already been vetted through FMS. They had a discussion. I'm not sure if either of them wants to answer or add anything, but I wanted to make sure that we had plenty of time for questions or concerns if there are any, so let's open it up for discussion. Okay. I haven't heard any requests for discussion. I know I moved a little quickly there, so I'm just sort of parroting that.
Judge Blum, I move to approve the recommendation.
Okay.
This is Tanya. I'll second it.
So it's been moved and seconded at the recommendation on page four, and since we're not all together, I'm going to read it so we all have the same understanding of what's being moved, that the Funding Methodology Subcommittee's recommendation to approve $1.896 million for general trial court operations be allocated to Riverside Superior Court pursuant to the Budget Act for consideration by Judicial Council. This will go before the Council on January 14 and 15, 2019. It's been moved and seconded. Now that that's been seconded, is there any discussion on the pending motion? Hearing none and waiting and pausing to make sure everybody had an opportunity to be heard, is there any opposition to the motion to approve the recommendation at page 4 that's been seconded? Any opposition? I've paused, I've waited, I hear no opposition, and considering that and that it's a telephonic phone call as the chair, I'm going to deem that the recommendation at page 4 of the materials was unanimously approved. But again, I just want to make sure that somebody was not late getting to the unmute button and wanted to be heard. Have I missed anybody at all? Okay, then that item has been approved and will be moved forward to the Judicial Council January 14 and 15. That gets us to the only remaining item on our agenda for today, and that's the fund balance, reduction of the fund balances above the 1% cap. Candidly, this is pretty much of a bookkeeping issue, but it is something that we will have to take action on. Melissa's with us again. So, Melissa, following your previous presentation, what do you got?
Thank you, Judge. Melissa Ng again, Judicial Council Budget Services, presenting on item 2, 2017-18, final one-time reduction for fund balances above the 1% cap. So the Judicial Council previously approved the 2017-18 preliminary one-time allocation reduction of approximately $2 million on September 21st, 2018 for fund balances above the 1% cap. This report provides an update to that amount for the final allocation reduction of approximately $1.7 million based on court's finalized and closed accounting records. Attachment A provides the final calculation for the one-time reduction, and the Attachment B provides the allocation adjustments for 2017-18, which includes both the 1% cap and funds held on behalf adjustments. Staff recommends the committee approve the adjustment to the preliminary 1% fund balance cap reduction allocation of $2,005,414 that was previously approved by the council by a net increase of $268,287 for a final reduction allocation of $1,737,127 to match the trial court's final calculations of the amount above the 1% fund balance cap. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. That recommendation is set forth in everybody's materials at page 7. So I'm going to open it up now for discussion and or a motion to approve. And for those of you that want to make a motion, I would ask you just wait a moment to see if there's any questions for Melissa ahead of time. Any questions for Melissa? And that appears to be none, and therefore I would invite a motion if anybody feels so inclined for the recommendation of page 7.
This is Tanya. I'll so move.
Tanya moves to approve.
I will second.
Who is that second?
This is Kim.
All right, Kim, we have numerous Kims. Kim
Carlson.
Thank you very much. So the recommendation of page 7 of the materials, I'm not going to read it again because Melissa read it word for word. It's been moved and approved that the recommendation at page 7 of the materials be approved. Any further discussion, comments, or concerns about the recommendation? Hearing none. Any opposition to the recommendation that's been moved and approved at page 7 of the materials concerning the 1% fund balance? Hearing none, I'm going to deem the recommendation unanimously approved. I don't know if this sets a record after 9 minutes and 47 seconds of the most efficient kickback meeting, but I want to thank you all. Thank staff very much. Please don't hang up yet, folks. I want to make a concluding comment. One, again, this I think shows the efficiency of staff and how much we rely on them, and we truly appreciate the work they put in. The brevity of this meeting should not be mistaken for lack of concern or consideration. I'll just speak from experience that these members are very thorough and prepare, and your preparation has paid off. That being said, I remind everybody that we're converting the December meeting to a telephonic meeting, so that will be considered telephonically again, given the holidays that are pending, and candidly, I don't think we have enough on our agenda to justify that all the membership have a full meeting that day. I may be having some meetings with staff as chair or with some co-chairs, but nothing that will require any action at all in person. We'll have the telephonic meeting. What's the date of that, Brandy?
December 13th.
December 13th. It's a noon meeting. Thank you all so very much. Please have a pleasant and safe Thanksgiving holiday and in between, and we'll look forward to talking on December 13th. Any other comments for the good of the order? Hearing none. We're adjourned. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.